Charlie, do I for free your mind, oh, share. Free your mind. Hi, besties. Welcome to a new episode of Free Your Mind podcast. My name is and will always be Caritas IE, but everybody calls me Tatas Caritas. Follow all our platforms on X. We are GCR Free Your Mind. And on all other platforms, we are the Gold Coast Report. Hey, before we go into the episode, let me talk about settings. Me, I don't like settings. I cannot pretend to save anybody. If you are dying to them, they start to pretend you will die. But sometimes, she said, you know, I'll arrange the job. I was just telling my producer that, look, I'm attending a naming ceremony tomorrow. And the people that I'm attending the naming ceremony don't see this video, but please spare me. It's not child's play naming ceremony. I have to look my best. So I'm going to wear a new shada. I cannot repeat my shada for this one. On all other days, I'll repeat. But this one, I got to make a new one. Because a rich auntie, I must appear. Even if my account is not screaming it, I must smell and look like a rich auntie. Prior why? And I period why? Anyway, today we have Alote, am I right?
Adukwe,
which Alote took my money?
It's actually my surname, though.
Oh, man. That's your surname. Yep. Then I think I put your surname in my head more than there. Anyway, I have in the studios today Adukwe, okay, and he's a radio presenter at Guide Radio.
Right, exactly.
So I'm not like, welcome to Free Your Mind podcast.
Thank you,
so I just have to say a big thank you to Adukwe for coming, because I posted it out there like, listen, Free Your Mind is for everybody. So if you want to come on the pod, you can reach out to me in my DM, and my producer will reach out to you. And he was like, yeah, why not? And I'm like, why not? Let's go. So that's why we are here today. How long have you been with Guide Radio?
It's been a year and a half, I'll say. I started last year, February.
But you like it there?
I love it, man.
It's one of my girls was there. I don't know if she's still there, Meg.
Meg is actually still there.
Oh, Maggie! Her name is Maggie, but she calls herself Meg.
Interesting thing is, it was through Meg I actually saw you when Gisele was at another place. We were recording with Ami on Sex and Sanity, and that's where you had like the blonde hair.
I had my hair cut. Yeah. Girl, child! I have lived this life.
That was signature tattoos.
Like, yeah! Bring back the short hair. No, I'm gonna go back to my perm. I miss my perm. All right, thank you. Yeah. Shouts to Meg, by the way.
Shouts to Meg, man.
Maggie, bad bitch, Maggie. Don't go there. All right, so today we're going to talk about Doom Soul. But before then, I'm going to read a few tweets I saw on Twitter. A few tweets I saw on X. And then, yeah, they said we should say Twitter again. We should say X. So I'm going to read a few tweets and then we can get into the conversation, right. Okay? In the middle of the night, and I'ma pull up right where you are. In the middle of the night, and
And all my sweetness, you got an attractive body system. Gave me that sloppy, and ever since then, everything in this life of mine is so calm. Oh, that's my witness. I hit the booty for my fitness. I got the stroke, and then I fitness. And now she's screaming like, oh.
So, this is from @IAM_Presider. Okay. And Doomsaw is back again. This government is horrible. That's three light on and off within an hour. And then @AnanPerry said, Doomsaw must be a thing of the past. And then @GhanaMuseumInSem said, Ghana foyer, repa will chrome her. Water is not flowing. Doomsaw is happening. Utility bills over the roof. Our roads are bad. Food is expensive. Fuel prices skyrocketing. Data services are so high. And then @AY said, one guy just drove into the fuel station with his shirt around his neck, holding an iron, pleading for a spot to iron his shirt. Ghana power this. Listen, Adekwe, we want to know, in about a minute, tell us your experience, like your short experience with Doomsaw.
It is crazy. First of all, thanks, Artis. Like, it's actually wild because it's 2024, and why do we still have like power outages? Sometimes I don't want us to trivialize how crazy it sounds like in 2024 you have to wait until you have electricity. Let's imagine in that place. Me, I don't travel go anywhere, but I know say
you travel so
like I travel small around like nowhere there. I don't want to sure say there's a place outside of Ghana, outside of Africa, because Nigeria, you know. Like a developed country where they will be able to go like 2-3 hours without power. Like it's uncalled for.
So first of all, the way we've been able to trivialize and normalize power outages in the country, mm-hmm. being like 60 something years after independence, is actually wild.
Mm-hmm. So my experience will first be, I came from work very late, and I was supposed to go somewhere very early, like some the sort of interview the next morning. And I'm like, oh, make I know iron, because I know the right now the lights are stable.
Lights are back,
it was when they had just started, so I'm like, oh, maybe you guys have faults. Me, you're like, they're normal. Yeah. I still am Malam though, so normal. And then I wake up around like 6:30,
mm-hmm.
just when I was plugging the iron. Boom.
This
shirt that they can't wear. I know if you wear that shirt just like that.
Mm.
It was scrambled. And I'm not the type to iron first. I have this thing where, like, you know, if you go to a good place, you know, for press the shirt at that morning. So you feeling it. So I was like, okay, let me just wake up and do it in the morning. And then just when I was plugging the iron, boom. That was how I experienced, like, the very frustration people go through.
Yeah.
Like, for example, like hairdressers, you know.
Listen, those ones are going through it.
247 needs electricity to do their thing.
Yeah.
So I was so, so frustrated. Charlie, I just had to vent. Like, yo, why we still didn't get power out?
My frustration is so, is this kind. Where I go out, I come in, I drive into the compound, and the first thing the security man tells me is, Auntie Tatas, patch your doom light. At that instance, it's like my life is flashing right before me. Like, hello, can I come back from the heat?
Enjoy.
Okay. And just sit down and watch my DSTV in peace. Like, and not have my light off. Charge my phone in peace. Watch my YouTube, whatever, in peace. Like, can I just have that small thing I'm requiring from you? And I work with the internet. So when the light is off, I become so frustrated because none of the telcos works in this goddamn country. Maybe they work in other areas, but you see where I live, it's just terrible. I'm not going to talk about telcos another time, but that was my frustration. I was like, no,
just too much.
It was just too much. Yeah,
too much.
Okay, so now we are going to delve into the conversation proper with questions. Mm. Okay, so doomsa is supposed to be a thing of the past,
right?
Because we have encountered doomsa before. Why do you think we are still going through it now? Is it because of the government? Is it coming from the government? Is it because they've mismanaged things in the country and that's why we're going through it? I don't know. Why do you think that
obviously,
all these things are happening?
Who else will we blame? I mean, they are the managers of the economy, they're the managers of the country. I wouldn't blame a pastor or blame a malam or a priest or something for our power outages. Mm. Obviously, Ministry of Energy, ECG, and all that. And I think that after our hydropower, I feel like as a country, we have just failed to just increase our power generation for some reason. Because I know after Nkrumah, he did that because at that moment, we're setting number. And now we've grown so much. It's been migration. Everybody wants to come to Accra.
Listen.
It is a lot.
It's a lot.
From that time, whether 60s, 50s till now, why are we solely dependent on hydropower? I understand they've been the breed thermal power plants. Why are we still having power outages? Is it a problem that we can't generate enough power for the way a lot of people are in Accra or Ghana now? Or it is just things that has been mismanaged? Because I believe we've so much depended on hydropower to the extent that it's not sustainable
anymore. It's not sustainable anymore.
You have people in that industry telling you that, Charlie, like, see, they say, they're not like them. And you know that, like, we're actually messed.
Yeah, we are messed up.
After the Akosumbu hydropower, we heard of Asogli and all that. But why are we still having challenges with, you know, power and electricity?
I feel like they are not telling us something.
Exactly. Right now, you ask them for timetable.
Listen,
I am
the last person to talk about government. I am such a crazy faith person and a Christian to the extent that I still believe that God takes care of me. So I do not care. But in the last couple of years, I have spoken. I would usually not speak. And I would say this. I think that they should just come clean and tell us what is really happening.
Exactly.
You see, this is why the young people will come out and talk anyhow. But if we really know what is on the ground, I think that Ghanaians are considerate people for what it's worth.
They
will adjust their lifestyles to it till you fix it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
People are going through it. Sometimes I'm wondering, wow, not everybody has money to take their clothes to the laundry. And have it ironed. I do not like to wash. I detest washing.
Me too.
So I will get someone to hand wash, then I'll take it to the laundry to iron.
Right.
So when there's doomsday on some days, I do not really care when it comes to clothes because they're ironed. I can just take it and wear or wear my jeans. The average Ghanaian, not everybody can afford the laundry.
It's more or less like a luxury for
yes,
some people.
Yes, me, I'll forgo all expenses to pay for this type of luxury. I do not mind. But what about Auntie Ama?
Can't afford anything.
You know what
it's
I mean?
It's just wild. And you mentioned that they have to be very transparent to what is happening.
Yes, because
you can't play politics with power outages.
Thank you.
You said you've cleared it, but it's back again. Mm-hmm, just say it. Mm-hmm. I understand that, okay, it's getting close to elections and nobody wants to really put it out there that it's back. But people are experiencing it. You can't hide away from that.
Not everybody, not every business can afford a generator. No, it's so wrong.
Imagine a bakery that uses futu flak and even like a few
and not using the mad oven.
You've cost him or her
a
fortune.
Businesses are complaining. I'm not even, and it's not far from me. I have friends who are complaining. And sometimes I feel so sad.
It's
because
wild,
guess
it's
what?
Wild.
They cannot do anything about it. The only thing they can do about it is buy a generator. How many businesses can afford a generator?
Right.
Not everybody.
And you see the petrol prices too, fuel prices too. I mean, it's joke. It's no last I see you complaining about your car.
The fuel prices, they've just increased it after 2 days of increasing the increase. If I want to go to fuel prices, please, when you see me, squeeze money into my palm. Squeeze money. Just see me and say, Tatas, use this for fuel. If you have fuel coupons, slide into my DM.
It's wild.
Because I need it.
It is wild.
I need it.
It is
also,
wild.
Now I'm wondering, the current heat wave that is going on, coupled with Doomsaw is deadly. Because
I don't know who pays the sun, but
I'm wondering what's wrong with the scientists. They should let us know. Is Ghana extremely close to the sun? But I'm hearing that in Nigeria it's actually very crazy.
Wow.
Look, one time I was cooking in the kitchen. I would normally turn on my AC. The AC in my living room, I'm told the motor is spoiled. I need to buy a new one. But I'm not going to buy because it's not in my budget. I don't understand. I don't like unbudgeted things. It's not in my budget. So what I do is I close all the windows and stuff, turn on the one in the bedroom, open the door, and so it comes into the living room. And I'm just chill. So I'm in the kitchen, closed living room door. I'm in the kitchen, I'm cooking, and I'm drenched. In sweat because I do not have a fan in my kitchen. So, and I just opened the windows, but I was drenched in sweat. And I, at some point, I stood still. I'm like, what is happening? Why is it so hot?
It is wild. I don't know what is wrong with the sun these days. You know, I don't know if you've experienced this, but you just take your bath and then the sweat is way more than
goodness.
When you take your bath.
Look, it is hot.
Right now, small time for take shower.
Yeah.
Small time for
take
shower.
I take my shower, when I'm home, I'm working from home, I bath four times. Hey, bro, and on the normal bathing twice, I live alone. I'm not coming on the internet and pretend. There are days I don't bath.
Some of the bath is stress.
Where's my producer looking at me? Some of the bathing, it's of the devil.
Stress, man.
When I'm too tired, I'm going to sleep. You can sit behind your phones there and call me whatever. I do not give a rat ass.
Seriously, when you live alone,
things are not. I'm definitely bathing twice when I get married. Let's be serious, okay? But now, there are some days I just bath once. But this room so extremely pepe. I've woken up at 2 a.m. to stand under my shower for a while and gone back to bed. The only advantage I have over my fellow apartment mates is that I'm on the first floor. So when I open my window, I can get fresh air. But the people beneath me, bro, they are meeting the wall of the house. Where is the air coming from? We deserve better. I think that these are basic needs. They should just do something about it.
Exactly.
Me, I'm not coming to sit here to insult anybody. My mother always said that no matter what, the leaders of this country are older than you. give respect to the old, even though sometimes I feel vexed, bro.
Hold on, yeah.
I feel vexed.
Because I don't know, but there was this latest video that came out about, you know, the power crisis, and our current energy minister was actually trying to trivialize and normalize it.
Like, I heard that.
Played about it.
I heard that.
Want to mention his name so bad, but
don't mention why.
Like, oh, why would you even compare?
No, I read it, and actually I was like, oh, like,
yeah, bring all these. What they are doing?
No, yeah, no, oh, you Charlie. Know what shocks me the most? Sometimes the insults, like. We are the ones paying the tax. You are insulting us. Like, you give us high taxes. Look.
And my thumbs are so important to me.
Yeah, I like, applaud Ghanaians because you see what? Ghanaians are the real definition of survival. I won't lie.
You keep
increasing the taxes and people are not leaving their business. They are just adjusting their lifestyles and their things. And when we complain, it's like you don't want us to complain. When we complain, you insult. Like, you come on air and TV, radio, TV, say something encouraging. You know what? If you put someone through something and you just even soothe their pain a bit, I think that it works. But when you come and you insult us again, Ghanaian youth are the most hardworking youth I have seen.
People are trying to find businesses
for themselves. Doomsday is not helping. Entrepreneurs are closing their businesses. Meanwhile, these are young Ghanaian people, not lazy ones, ready to work. I think that our leaders should look into a lot of things. Then again, December is coming. And I think that right now, the young people, you better tighten your campaign because you're not even listening.
Yeah, I just feel like everybody's just doing whatever that's going to get them some
even,
votes.
They're not even listening.
You know, you see certain rules that have been there for like 6-7 years, but now the hastiness. I want to mention one particular road. That road, I use there every single day. Right
mention
now,
it, I'm sure I've used it before.
I think after conditioning, the interchange, they're trying to do at the Royal House.
Oh, it's been years.
Now they made them jack it. I'm like, bro, what's happening?
That will be the only one then, Jacko. Junction Mall area to them, Jacko.
Oh, okay.
Like, they're doing it because the Junction Mall one, it's been years. Yes. And I tried to find out from someone and they said that the contractor has just stopped working. I'm like, And look, that road will ruin your shocks. It will ruin your interest. All we are saying is that electricity, water, and those things are basic needs. They are not supposed to be in the lacking. This life will be there, so it could be your turn today. You be your turn today, yo. And someone soon tomorrow, you know, go be the same. You know, go be the same. One day it's gonna be your turn to the change. Turn to the change. So be careful how you treat. Now, do you think that health facilities should be going through this doomsday with us? I think that they need plants of their own.
True.
They need a whole, I don't know how to do it, but definitely. If there are like plants in those great core areas, like health facilities need their own.
So, like you're saying, it's disheartening that, you know, what happened the other time at the, is it Tema?
Mm.
The Tema General
Hospital. Oh my goodness, like, that thing was so sad.
The video was so unbearable.
Oh,
I can't,
my
actually
God, that was so sad.
They don't deserve to go through what they went through.
Look, and the child dying made it worse.
And the whole defensive press release. This is a human being we are talking about. You think a mother will blatantly lie on you that she's lost a child because of what happened? Really?
Oh my goodness, Ghana. God bless her homeland, Ghana.
It's so wild.
This is my voice.
I really feel like health facilities, like basic health needs, like essential need givers, should just be exempted for whatever is happening with our outages.
The health facility is the most important place.
Like, until you get sick in this country,
you will think that it's all is well.
People where we deal with diabetic parents, we've dealt with stroke parents, we know what we are talking about.
Listen,
you will be frustrated by every single thing in this country once you have a parent or yourself you know, admitted in the major hospitals, but not the private ones.
This is why
not everybody can afford the private hospitals.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Places
yes.
that they can treat you very fine.
Yeah.
But the major ones, government-owned, government-assisted, whatever, hospitals, once you have a patient, be a father, mother, probably stroke, diabetic, dialysis, say, liver or anything, you understand why people come on X, especially social media,
any other platform to vent.
It's frustrating from negligence of health assistants, doctors, nurses, which you can't blame them because already the system is frustrating them.
And that, you know what? I applaud the nurses and the doctors.
Then they try.
I also think that if they are treated well, they will not even put their frustrations on some of the patients.
Exactly that.
They are not, you see, they study to save lives, but not to suffer also.
Like,
do you understand? At some point, someone was like, Tessas, what do you think? And let me use this place as a disclaimer. I don't know if my producer will put this video out, but let me use this platform. Once I have it, let me use it as a disclaimer. Coming into my DMs to tell me to talk about certain things happening is wrong. Do not come to me to talk about. There are some things I can talk about and there are some things I cannot talk about. And it's not even because it's political or it is, you know, or it will taint my brand or anything. My mother would always advise me that there are certain conversations, your opinion should be in your head.
Yes.
You don't need to voice it out.
And
people don't need
real.
To voice that. Yes,
it's
let's be real. Listen.
Bro.
You don't need to voice that. People don't need to know that opinion.
You know, you.
Because true. They will not understand how you are thinking.
True.
This is your thinking only.
True.
And so stop with that thing coming into my DM to, you know.
But I'm not talking about it. Then
to talk about
host your podcast, they talk about you.
It's very
true.
But yes. Anyway, also I now see this health thing is how I see that. Doctors and all of those people are active online now, really trying to tell us to take our health seriously. I think these are some of the reasons why hospitals are choked.
No beds.
All of these, no beds and all of that. And then now we have power crisis. You would do yourself a favor to take care of yourself, honestly.
It's true.
You should love yourself enough to take care of yourself at this point. Sorry.
The drinking at the parties, the drugs at the parties. Remember,
for the drinking, you can say, but the people who like their mortuary cold 1958.
Oh, that one there, you know. But some of the mixes that I've seen, yeah.
You actually said that one there. Quick, I'm going to get small beer.
I'm beer level. I get few of the beer. I'm going to have a few doctor, few of the next years, and I'm going beer. And the same thing is like a natural, it's like a ritual for especially young people. But certain mixes that I've seen, a person that actually goes out a lot because of events, radio, and all of that. Some of the mixes where people they do for town these days.
Please, guys, take care of yourself.
Relax.
The health crisis in Ghana is very bad. And then we have power crisis. So take care of yourself. Please refrain. I think that I would have an episode where it will be a monologue. I would be talking alone.
Right.
I really want to tell young people something. Don't get me twisted. It's not like I'm old. I'm 35, going on 36. I'm not old. But least I'm privy to what's going on. You people should go easy on the drugs.
Exactly.
But we will have that episode. My producer will write it down. I'll definitely have that
episode. Yeah, because sometimes you go outside, you feel like you're in LA or something.
I'm sad sometimes. I think we are drifting. I'm so emotional about it. Listen, let me just say this before I continue. I understand that you need to run your businesses with pubs. You know, you need to have your pub businesses, enjoyment, fun, and these things. But when young people come to your facility and you see some of these things, please do not just think about the money. Think about if they are related to you and you find them in this position, if you will be happy, if that was your kid sister or your kid brother. I'm just saying, think about it in that sense. If you can stop some young people from taking certain drugs in your facility, please do.
Sure.
It will go a long way to help you. Your integrity is more important than the money. Okay. Adequate.
Yep.
Just to round it up. We've already spoken about how now gen sets and air conditioning is becoming something that everybody needs. But again, how many people can afford it?
And it's very expensive. I remember when ACs was like...
You're not doing sales anymore. What? I said.
Remember when ACs were like 800 cities, 1,000 cities.
Yeah, no, now it's 2,000 and about. 2,000,
3,000 lease.
Yeah.
So not everybody can afford gen. Not everybody can afford AC. That is why the basic thing like electricity and water should be at least affordable.
Currently,
and
I buy 200 CVs water, and it's not part of my budget. I'm supposed to pay for my water monthly, but it's not part of my budget. Then again, if I don't have water, I have to shower. You understand what I mean? I have to take care of my water, light, all of these things are like extremely. ETG.
They do have.
ETG. Etika. If it's not that these lights are powered by battery, you see what I'm saying? Dear Mr. President, it's me, your child. They have done it. ETG. Nyebesubang. Anyway, we are ending the episode. Okay. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you,
Tatis. Please follow Adekwe on all socials. Yep. Follow us at the Gold Coast Report on all other platforms. On X at GCR Free Your Mind. My name is Tatis Caritas, and I will be back with another banging episode. Ciao, ciao. Mwah. Dubu for life, bro.
This has been a Gold Coast Reports production. Catch up on episodes and discover more shows from our network on listen2gcr.com. You don't bust my pipe, but this your wine and you go back better. You did bust my mind and I did like I'm a sickly telele. Don't know what thinking of. Give me cause and let me sink in. You and your friend, but that depend what you drinking. Love. Lactose intolerant, but that they drink rats. They do one for my interest. Stroke a pussy, see that thing wet. I can feel it on my neck. I know, say, she fucking with the vibe. And she don't wanna pass up on you. Send me a location in the middle of a night, and I'ma pull up a right there where you are. In the middle of a night, and I'ma pull up a right where you are. In the middle of a night, and Elia. My sweetness, you got an attractive a body system. Get me that sloppy, and ever since then, everything in this life of mine is so calm. Oh, no, that's my witness. I hit the booty for my fitness. I get the stroke, and then I fitness. And now she's screaming like, oh, you don't really freak me when you doing them styles. Because I know you feeling my size, and that's for sure. Don't rush, you take it easy, yeah. I plan good sex with aphrodisiac. I mix the shy, you're with amnesia. And let me tease you now, me say. Lactose intolerant, but I did drink rats. I did do one for my interest. Stroke a pussy, see that thing wet. I can feel it on my neck. I know, say, she fucking with the vibe. And she don't wanna pass up on you. Send me a location in the middle of a night. And I'ma pull up a right there where you are. Lactose intolerant, but I did drink rats. They do one for my interest. Stroke a pussy, see that thing wet. I can feel it on my neck. I know, say, she fucking with the vibe. And she don't wanna pass up on you. Send me a location in the middle of a night. And I'ma pull up a right there where you are. In the middle of a night. And I'ma pull up a right where you are. In the middle of a night. And